You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Maureen Stockton, the founder and inventor of Formay Comfort, the world's first shoe shapers and stretchers specifically engineered for women's shoes. Maureen, thanks for joining us here today on e-commerce radio.
Well, Eric, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. Great to have you out. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Formay Comfort. So tell us, for starters, what makes Formay different from other shoe stretchers in the market?
Okay, well, let me start a little bit with the fact that I love shoes. Eric, I love the way they look. I love the way they make me feel. I love the fact that just by putting on a pair of chic flats, I become Audrey Hepburn. And a pair of sexy shoes can turn a basic black dress into a memorable evening. And I was also raised to take care of things and make them last. And I heard all growing up, I heard the phrase, no, we can't do that, we're on a budget. So quite frankly, that's also a phrase that made me work hard so that I'd never have to say that to my own kids. So as far as Formay goes, I have 25 years experience in consumer products. I've invented and patented other things. So it wasn't a stretch for me to develop something. The stretch was coming up with that idea and that aha moment of what would inspire something different. And that inspiration came just a few years ago. And I was standing in my closet and I grabbed a pair of just classic, my navy classic pumps for a serious power look to complete my outfit. And at that point in my life, I was kind of more casual than business. So it had been a few months since I had worn those shoes. And I go to slip them on, and they were really tight and pinchy in the toe area, especially on my left foot, which is bigger than my right. And I've since learned that like 80% of women, I have one foot that's larger than another. So, you know, the fact that the shoe was uncomfortable was a bummer, but I was like a lot of other women who had that problem with one foot being just larger than the other. So in that moment, I looked over at my husband. He was removing some old-fashioned wooden shoe trees from his shoes. I had seen him do this for so many years. But it was the first time I just stopped and asked him, why? What are you using those for? Because quite frankly, my dad had used those, and it seemed pretty outdated. And he looked at me, and he simply said, because they make his shoes comfortable the minute he slipped them on. Now, for a lot of women, I got to tell you, that is not a feeling we enjoy often with our shoes. And I thought, wow, the minute you put them on, they're comfortable? And so I thought, I've got to get some of those. So I hopped online, and before I hobbled out the door in my uncomfortable navy pumps, but I got online and ordered some of those old-fashioned wooden ones, just like my husband had. And after they arrived, I put them in those gorgeous navy pumps, and I planned a whole outfit around them the next day. Struggled jamming these things in because they were clunky and you had to use a spring force, push it in, which created a counter force in the heel area. And that's what gave them the power to keep the shape. Well, I did that. I go to take them out and yank them out, go to put them on, and I was so mad. They'd totally overstretched the toe area. The heel area became so big and floppy, they just slipped off my heels. And I'm sitting there looking at my classic navy pumps, and they're totally ruined. And in that moment, the idea was born to update the shoe shaper stretcher. They hadn't been updated in 100 years, and I wanted something to work with modern shoe styles because the leathers are more delicate now, and there are so many more shoe shapes than there were 100 years ago when these were developed.
And thanks for the full coverage and very informative, and really appreciate that background as well. Awesome stuff. Now, who would you say is the 4MA customer? Get into some of those details.
I would say any of us, 80% of women, that has one foot larger than the other, because 0% of shoes are sold today accommodate this difference. They are made perfectly equal. So 4MA helps you stretch that toe area up to a half a size so that you can wear any of the shoes you want. And it's also for women who want to make their shoes last longer and stay looking new by keeping their shape.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you have invented other products. As an inventor, what does your creative process look like, and how do you bring, or how did you bring this idea in particular to life?
Boy, that's a great question. The development process is challenging. And this one with 4MA Shoe Shapers actually started with my son's Crayola modeling clay. And I took it and I molded a beautiful shape that I wanted to see in my shoes so that they looked pretty in the shoe and out of the shoe. And then I found a resource to do some 3D printed outputs and rapid prototyping. And they actually did some prototyping for the automotive and aerospace industries. So they made great prototypes. And then I went and I convened a focus group. And I wanted women who weren't friends of Maureen to give me honest feedback. And I said, I need you to be brutally honest. I'm funding this with my own money, and nothing will hurt my feelings more than wasting money on a bad idea. And so I would get feedback and perfect. And one of the things I did, that if anybody is looking to hire an industrial designer, a graphic artist, we've got some great art schools in my area. And I went online and I looked for the students who had won awards in their department. And I contacted them directly through LinkedIn and Facebook. And that allowed me to hire students that had been vetted with amazing talent at a fraction of the cost of more experienced designers.
Certainly is an interesting process for sure. Today we are joined by Maureen Stockton, the founder and inventor of 4MA Comfort, the world's first shoe shapers and stretchers specifically engineered to women's shoes, here on eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, earlier we mentioned the 4MA customer. Where do you find most of your customers? I'd like to hear some of those details.
We are currently, we sell 100% online. And so we do our targeting through social media ads on Facebook and Instagram.
Maureen, really great to have had you today. We certainly wish you continued success. And as we conclude today, I'd love to tap into your expertise. A lot of listeners tune in to get advice and inspiration, and I'm sure your story alone has been inspiring. But tell us, what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs looking to start their own company or to put their idea into the market or bring their idea to market? What would your advice be in those regards?
It's going to take, firstly, it's going to take a lot longer than you think and than you want. And that, those headwinds of making something take longer, I always look at them as a blessing because they slow me down. They make me stop and think. They make me stop and reevaluate. So if there's a roadblock, I see it as a blessing, not a problem. It's hard because we live in a world today where you read all these success stories and you say, oh my gosh, that person did it. They went from zero to a million in 3 minutes. You're not hearing about all of us struggling in the trenches day in and day out, saying, is this ever going to work? Is my messaging going to come through? Can I get this product made on time and within my budget? Can I get it into a warehouse? And can I get people to pay attention? It's hard work. And we hear the romantic stories, but we don't hear the struggles. And so one of the things I did, it's also a lonely process as you're sitting there on your own trying to motivate people to work with you. I say that I'm number 12 on everyone's top 10 list, and everybody has something more important to do than help Maureen with her new invention. I get them as excited about it as I do, as I am, and I also shared with a couple of people to give myself some external benchmarks so that I knew I was accountable to someone other than myself. When I saw my best friend, I had to give her an update. And so that's, to me, that was an external motivator and getting outside of myself.
Maureen, thanks so much for being transparent, and your message has been most inspiring and motivating, and I can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of Forme Comfort. And we here all at here at EPN wish you nothing but the best. Now, tell us, for those who want to get more information on Forme Comfort or to be in contact, where's the best place online to get further details?
Please go directly to our website, Forme, F-O-R-M-E, Comfort, C-O-M-F-O-R-T. And going onto our website, we're going to give you a 20% discount by using the code Entrepreneur20. Because we all need to look good and feel comfortable when we're pitching our ideas.
And that's a winner. Again, Maureen, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Maureen Stockton, founder and inventor of Forme Comfort, the world's first shoe shapers and stretchers specifically engineered for women's shoes. And for all the details, visit ForMeComfort.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.